Good morning. This is On the Ground IFSI on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. This is an effort we have alongside Concentrate Media to get out in the community and really tell the great stories of Ypsilanti. And this week's story is one that there's been a lot of buzz about. Brianna, welcome. I should introduce you, shouldn't I?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Brianna's our embedded reporter, not our embedded reporter, Concentrate Media's embedded reporter, but the big hour, our community's embedded reporter. And this week she talked about something, this article. I'm really looking forward to this. I think a lot of people are excited about this story. Tell us what you covered this week.
I wrote about the Collaborative Ypsilanti YMCA Child Development Center.
Okay, and this is something that the YMCA is doing with other agencies?
Yes, it's a collaboration between the Ann Arbor YMCA, Eastern Michigan University, the Ypsilanti Housing Commission, and Ypsilanti Community Schools. So four huge local organizations.
All people that I'm sure could make use of a place to stick some kids while you're trying to do other activities, especially one that will work with the kids to help develop them and make them into better kids.
So there's priority registration for EMU students.
Okay.
Ypsilanti Housing Commission residents and families that live within the Ypsilanti Community Schools District.
Awesome. So I'm betting you met some people that are really passionate about serving our community this week.
Yes.
And who did you bring along with you this morning?
Toni Kayumi. She is the president and CEO of the Ann Arbor YMCA.
Welcome, Toni. Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being in charge of the YMCA. I mean, I know that what the Y has meant to our community has evolved over time, and it sounds like you're taking up a new task here, recognizing a need within our community.
Absolutely. We were looking at expanding our services throughout Washtenaw County, and one of the things that really came to our attention while we were working on our three-year strategic plan, we surveyed community stakeholders and said, what are some of the pressing needs in the community? And child care really resonated as what the community needed, especially in Ypsilanti.
So tell us about how you came to be involved in the project. Did you, as the Y, approach other people, or did somebody come to you, or how has this program kind of been developing?
Well, I established a relationship with Eastern Michigan University, wanted to get to know some of the individuals in our community who were really making an impact, not just addressing symptoms, but looking at the root causes of problems and how can we really make systemic change, and got to know Decky Alexander at EMU very well. Also had the opportunity to get to know Marquan Jackson, who is serving both through YCS and the Ypsilanti Housing Commission. And we started really talking about what does the community need? How can we address some of the issues? And if we came together, all of our organizations, we could make such a bigger impact than if we tried to do it alone.
And I'm sure you heard a common theme in that, which is that it's hard to work when you've got kids you need to take care of 24/7. So finding a way to get a respite from that and be able to go to work while also being able to afford it are huge concerns in this community. So what was the primary examples that people were giving you about how this service was going to be used by members of our community?
Well, we heard at Eastern Michigan University that there are a lot of adult students who have children of their own. So they're trying to work during the day and attend school, and they have kids, and how are they going to take care of all of this at one time on a budget that they can afford? And also knowing that there are families in the Ypsilanti Housing Commission who want to go out and get good jobs, but again, how are they going to feel safe that their children are in quality child care while they are at work when, again, economic circumstances come into play? And we were looking at, well, how could we be of service? The YMCA is really into diversity and inclusion and understanding that people face economic challenges, and so we have financial assistance available on a sliding scale. We apply for grants to help with this. We have an annual campaign that raises financial aid scholarship dollars. And by doing all of this together, we're going to be able to come up with ways that people can have a sliding scale-based fee that enables them to have quality care for their kids so they can concentrate on their studies, concentrate on their work, so that they can better their family's economic circumstances.
And you mentioned a couple of other agencies here. I would imagine that YCS and Eastern and the Housing Commission also have access to programs to assist with things like child care as well.
They do. And so we'll be able to access some of the scholarship dollars that the Ypsilanti Housing Commission has available to them for their families. So that will be a great assistance. And the way that the organizations came together, I think, is extremely important in the fact that everybody contributed something to this cause. And so Eastern Michigan University is paying for the two-year lease at the former Chapel Elementary School where we're having the the three rooms and the use of the gym and the use of the playground. Ypsilanti Community Schools, because they're a feeding site, is going to be able to provide the food and the snacks for breakfast and lunch and AM and PM snack. Ypsilanti Housing Commission helped us to outfit one of the rooms that we're going to have for one of the child care rooms and have the scholarship dollars. The YMCA is bringing to the table our financial assistance, and we're the ones that are also operating the program on a daily basis.
And you have a lot of experience historically with child care and child development programs.
Absolutely. The YMCA throughout the country is the largest child care provider in the United States, if you put all of our organizations together. We don't want to just address the symptom in regards to people need child care. We want to be able to impact the family's lives. And by incorporating that relationship with EMU, if they can concentrate on getting their bachelor's degree, they're going to stand such a greater chance of a higher income wage when they graduate and they're having their jobs. And we're looking at making the families self-sufficient. Right now, we're here as a helping hand to be able to provide the scholarship assistance, but the end goal is that the families become fully functional all on their own.
And I know one of the problems Eastern faces traditionally is a lower than average six-year graduation rate because of our non-traditional student base. We were talking a little bit before we started the interview. This could help speed up the graduation track for a lot of students.
Yeah, if you can concentrate on your studies and be able to take care of that while your child is getting their own enrichment and their own adult mentorship that's happening with them. We're going to use the creative curriculum. We use healthy eating and physical activity. So they'll be able to relax knowing that their child is well taken care of. We're also looking at putting together some wraparound service education opportunities for the caregiver themselves so that they have that support from the collaborative as well. So whether that's assistance in putting together a budget, learning how to prepare healthy meals on a budget, we're going to come up and survey all of those families and say, what is it that you need from us that we could provide as additional support so we're not just there for the child, we're there for the family unit.
So this is a lot more than just babysitting a kid for a few hours. I mean, you're actually talking about making a better, more well-rounded individual at a parental level, but also the kids themselves. They're going to learn healthy habits and develop maybe better lifestyle habits too.
We want to look at it holistically, you know, the child so that they can thrive. We want to have a nurturing and welcoming environment with positive adult role models and look at spirit, mind, and body, the whole package of the child, and making sure that all of that is healthy.
Mm-hmm. What's the timeline on this? When can we expect to start seeing kids in classrooms?
Well, we, of course, have to get our licensing, and that's in work. And we're hoping if all goes well and the timing is good, registration will be in May, and we hope to open towards the end of June.
And I think you mentioned registrations already being accepted or applications being already accepted. Brianna, did you say that?
Well,
earlier?
Students will be able to register when they register for
class.
Right. They'll
students
be able to sign
get
up
priority
for
registration. Yep. So who is eligible and when can we start talking about applying and where do we apply?
Well, we can apply online at the AnnArborYMCA.org for the people who aren't students. The students will be signing up with registration. Okay. They'll be able to look at their class schedule and go, oh, I definitely need it because I'm in class here and here. I want to go to the library here and here, and I'm working at this time. And so they'll be able to evaluate all of that. And so we're looking at percentage of slots available. So we're thinking that 50% would likely be Eastern Michigan University students. 30% might be Ypsilanti Housing Commission residents, children, and 20% Ypsilanti Community School District families. And all of those will be available, and we need to be, of course, fully functioning and have a capacity to have all the individuals there so the pro forma works on this so we can maintain success for the long term. And so we'll need to fill the slots. If all of those positions don't fill with those three criteria, then it would be open to other individuals who come in under another category. But that is the goal, to make sure that those organizations have prioritization.
So if you're an Eastern student, you live in Ypsi Housing Commission housing, you have a child in Ypsi schools.
You just live within the district.
Right. Okay. So those are the primary. And then you'll, if you have room left over, anyone that wants to in the community will be able to apply for remaining spots.
Correct.
Yeah. But I mean, if you live within the YCS school district, that'll cover a broad swath of the Ypsilanti community.
It kind of sounds like we're just joining a credit union at this point. Well, great. We're looking forward to hearing more about this. This is certainly, you know, know, I might be getting a little more geeked than normal because I've gone through the child care issue with my kids myself. So I know how big of a role this could play in a young person's life or any adult even that's just trying to get a head start on a career. I mean, not having to worry about where your kids are for the day or the expense or the burden of having to have a great caregiver take care of them is huge.
Well, and for me personally, my mom was an immigrant to the United States. So she's from Japan and came to the United States, was a single parent, struggling, you know, with blue collar, you know, factory jobs. And I was a kid who lived in government subsidized housing. So I can really relate to what those families are going through in the challenges that the families face. And knowing that if you have someone to be able to help you, you can make it. Those children can become successful if there are people who believe in those kids. And that's what we want to make sure that happens, that each kid has the opportunity to thrive and to develop and become all that they can be.
Yeah, even an incremental, small increase in the opportunities available to those people could provide huge exponential returns on the back end for their entire lives.
And we're looking at the parents and we're looking at the children. So it's multi-generational.
Tony, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate that. And Brianna, what do you got going on for next week?
Next week, I'm writing about the Bell-Kramer rezoning.
Okay. All right. So we find you at concentratemedia.com. I know you got a big social media presence, so Concentrate A2 on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you have Instagram too now, right?
Yeah, Concentrate Media is our handle for... Okay. Instagram.
You could find us at facebook.com/WEMUFM or on the web at WEMU.org.